This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is hard for me to do, but sometimes you've got to face reality. And I think I faced reality on Saturday. I might have declared winter over a little too soon.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Finally.
I never thought you would admit it.
I was so disgusted on Saturday. At one point, I saw hail coming down.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it snowing?
Oh, it was snowing upstate
Saturday
New
morning,
York, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can tell you where I was. It was 90 degrees.
Oh, see, now that's awesome.
It was 90 degrees out there in Summerlin, Nevada.
That is kind of cool.
So, well,
it was not 90 degrees here.
This week looks good, though, Jerry.
It does. No,
it's a hell of a lot better this week. So maybe it is
spring's finally over. It's summertime. All right, so it was in the 60s and 70s down in Augusta. So I'll give you a couple. With Jim Nantz setting up Rory's big win. And this was on the 18th hole, the playoff hole, with Justin Rose as he's getting set for his big putt.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment. And the journey it's taken to get here. For all this history.
Yes. Whoa. And then the winning putt.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Now, I love Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
I do. I think he's phenomenal.
He's a dork. You thought that was a little thick?
Well, wait till I play what I play next hour for you.
Well, okay. He was holding back tears in the cabin.
Was he really?
Yeah, no, he was, because Rory was crying. You could tell that Jim was holding back tears.
Wow.
And by the way, was the low amateur not in Butler cabin because he peed in Ray's Creek?
I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked.
Because the low amateur always sits there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, this guy.
See ya.
Which is unbelievable. No one mentioned this. Now, I understand that this was a big deal with Rory, but I'm like, wait a second. The low am's supposed to be there. And I was like, the guy with the low am was the guy who peed in the creek and then had the devil hat upside down, which he got crap for.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, no thanks.
Remember, it's an invitational.
Will we ever hear from Jordan Spieth again after he criticized the mud balls?
The mud ball, we're not allowed to talk about
it.
Yeah. Right.
I was surprised he actually teed off on Sunday.
Oh, my Lord.
Very interesting. So Rory beats Justin Rose in the playoff. Rose had, I believe it was 10 birdies on his card yesterday. 10, which is unbelievable.
That's an amazing round, especially in the final round of the Masters.
And then you think about the putt he missed on 17. That could have been even more incredible. Just the sixth golfer of all time to win the career Grand Slam. Here was Rory post-match, very, very honest, talking about as he was getting set for the final round.
Today was difficult. I was unbelievably nervous this morning. Really nervous on the first hole.
And then he double bogeyed the first hole. Says, yeah, it took a long time for me to finally win this thing.
It was a heavy weight to carry, and, you know, thankfully now I don't have to carry it, and it frees me up. And, you know, I know I'm coming back here every year, which is lovely.
Yep, good for him. As for Rose, he came up a shot short, as we know. He had that birdie putt on the extra hole. Didn't go down, settled for par.
Unfortunately, the playoff, they always end so quickly. You know, that's sudden death. You don't really get an opportunity. If you're not the guy to hit the great shot or hole the great putt, you know, it's over. So I felt like that's the nature of sudden death, but not really anything I could have done more today.
Played very well, just not well enough. And then there was Bryson DeChambeau, who really struggled. He was all over the place on Sunday. Great shots, bad shots, great putts, bad putts. He was asked how it went with Rory.
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. No, didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah. I mean, Bryson, everybody loves him now, but he came across a little bit rough in that one. But he blew up on Masters Sunday, and he was pissed off. So that's what happened.
Well, he did it to himself.
Yeah, just like he said about Rory, did it to himself. You saw that clip that was going around yesterday, Jerry?
Which one is this?
So it was some event where Rory and Bryson were there, and they were mic'd up, and there were fans there on the driving range. They were talking about, you know, what if you could have a dream scenario of a matchup, what would it be? And Rory goes, well, I'd like another shot at Bryson after what he did to me at the U.S. Open. And then Bryson goes, well, to be fair, you did it to yourself. Like, right on him. And then Rory doesn't laugh. Like, he is looking down. He goes, I don't know where to go from there. And, like, everybody else is laughing.
I didn't see that. Wow.
So he probably thought about that
yesterday. I'm sure he did. And he did it to himself a couple of times yesterday, too.
That's right.
Another weird round. But he is finally a Masters champion. And so good for him completing the career Grand Slam. All right, we get to the baseball. The Mets were in Sacramento taking on the A's. They had split the first two games, and this game was scoreless into the sixth inning when Luis Torrens would undo that.
Severino's 0-1. Hit hard, right side, base hit going into right field. Alonso scores from third. Torrens makes Katse pay, and the Mets lead Severino and the A's 1-0 in the sixth. A hit with men in scoring position. It exists.
Yeah, he also got the gift RBI double.
Weren't they like 0 for 27 with runners in scoring position?
Well, yes. And if they didn't have Pete Alonso on Friday, God knows what they would have done this week. But they won 2 out of 3. Torrens 3 for 4. Francisco Lindor an RBI double. Mark Vientos double drove in 2. It was all good, and Kodai Senga was outstanding. Here was Torrens on SNY. Did you know a little bit better when you were, you know, in the batter's box because it was Severino on the mound against you?
I don't know if that helped me or not, because at the same time I'm thinking like, okay, this guy likes to do this or that, but it's always good to compete against Sevi. I know how he feel proud in the mound, so today was a good day for me, but actually, he's a really good guy.
So he got lucky with that sun ball out in center field.
Actually, he's a really good guy.
That was very funny. Here was Mendoza on Senga. He gave a 7-inning, 4-hit ball for the win to win for the second time this year.
He attacked through strikes. I think he filled his own with all of his pitches. Got ground ball. I think he got a couple of ground balls with his two-seamer for a double play, which helped. They were aggressive at times, got some quick outs, and that's why he was able to go 7 innings today. He was really good overall.
Yes, he was. 2-1 ERA, 1.06 so far. Mets in Minnesota tonight. Clay Holmes, Joe Ryan, the starters there on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio, 7 p.m. with first pitch at 7:40. I don't give you the final score. It was 8-0 yesterday as the Mets kind of broke out late in this game.